Kyle, what a different show that was. I felt a different energy, right?
In a good or a bad way?
I felt in a good way, but I was definitely off my A game.
Oh, stop it.
It was more subdued, I think. That's what this was. It's more subdued.
You were great on your show.
On my show?
Yeah, on your show.
What do you mean?
That was a little nudge-nudge to everyone that says, hey, Joe, great show, and leaves me out. Because I see it. I see it.
I see you, fam.
And I make sure if someone replies, yeah, Joe and Kyle are great, I make sure I reply to that person. Shout out to Joseph Yaden.
Yeah, I, yeah, sometimes when
we don't have, we don't have to get into it. It's just like, I wanted to bring it up just real quick.
Yeah. When people do that, I'm like, it's all because of me and my friend Kyle over here.
Yeah.
And like, oh, hey. Yeah. Kyle, listen, this is the Patreon post show of the Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast. And we wanted some questions out there. We wanted to do this show a little bit differently. So I know our patron's small, but to me it's about that sense of community. So if you have questions you'd like to ask us, please. And it's not maybe about something of the week, or you want to just know like our history with the PlayStation 1 or something, send those questions our way. We're going to start putting them on Patreon and not just on the Discord. So, you know, or when we're asking for questions. So please, please, please make sure you're watching that Patreon, because we will be asking for questions. I'm thinking every Monday we'll ask questions, give people some time. That said, Catherine writes in. Let me see. Oh, sorry. No. That was for Real Talk Radio. Look at me already messing up because I'm a big dummy and a big doofus. Ah. There you go. Ask what, not why writes in. Sweet. Okay, my question. If you could turn a book series into a game, which would it be, and what studio would you want doing it?
Ooh, great question.
We're going to say Harry Potter, fuck off. We all know
that would not even come to my mind, Tim.
And I'm sweating and I'm dying here, Kyle. But I'm also dying now. What, you like books. You read them.
Yeah, I read them. Mm-hmm.
You're a connoisseur, as some say. Do you also get those physical? That's my first question.
Yes. I had a Kindle, and this is going to sound real dumb. It's going to sound real dumb.
I broke it.
No, I didn't break it. I enjoy the feel of holding a book than just a tablet.
A tablet.
So, like, I have a Kindle, and I probably should use that more than I do, but... Yeah. I prefer a good old-fashioned book that I can flip through pages and whatnot.
All right, old man.
I still don't read as much as I should. I have a backlog on that, like, pretty bad.
I don't read at all.
This is a great question, because there's a couple that instantly come to my mind.
Go for it.
The other huge franchise that I think would be a killer game is The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games. Put that into video game format with Katniss.
Okay.
It might just be another excuse for me to play as a protagonist with a bow and arrow as a primary weapon of choice, but you know what? I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I think that would lead itself well, and as much as I'm not a horror game guy, give me anything by Stephen King in game. Can you imagine playing It? A game based on It with Pennywise
just
messing with you?
The first thing is I'm thinking Hello Neighbor. Where it's coming after you.
More story based, and like you're going through these locations and he's gonna spring traps on you. You gotta kind of figure it out. A series I never read that is by Stephen King is the my brain just why not working today.
There's always movies.
Yeah, there's always movies or TV shows. Why not a game? Yeah,
I mean, we tried it a little, like here or there, like Telltale with Game of Thrones, right? Or with what else am I thinking? Wolf Among Us. But like, I would love to see some games that are just like point and click adventures that are after books. Like, why can't we get, how awesome would this be, is that like we are in Westeros and we are like, we get to you know, pick what house we want to represent, and it'd be like this big open world RPG akin to like a Witcher or, you know, an Elder Scrolls game.
That'd be great.
That'd be freaking dope.
You know, I remember it now. I haven't read the series, but the Dark Tower series.
They made a movie out of that, right?
They did. Idris Elba? I might have already also messed up that name too. No, it's the Dark Tower. Yeah. They made a movie about it. I did not see the movie, but I think it from the premise of it being this like cowboy gunslinger kind of dude outside of time and showing up in different parts of time, I think is really cool.
Yeah, I think anything Stephen King, like I'm even thinking, what's that, The Children of the Corn, right?
No.
Where it's like, no, is that not Stephen King?
No, I don't think so.
Where it's like the
Stephen
the
King is like Cujo and It and The Stand, which is a TV show, a zombie like apocalypse kind of TV show. Hmm. Under the Dome with Stephen King.
Under the Dome.
That was a Stephen CBS King show. Just,
he's the. I feel like he is the Kojima of books.
Oh, the amount of books he can just put out is insane.
Exactly, and that's why I'm like, and maybe he's a little overrated. Who knows? But if you say that, people will throw melons at you, I assume. I don't have anything because I'm not a good book reader. I don't read, like, I don't think of, like, oh, what's a good book I could read? Because, like, I'd rather play a game.
That's fair.
So, like, I got, like, Game of Thrones. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. Okay. Kyle.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey.
Nope, get out of here.
What are those games that they're like webcomics? They're like Ichiro or something? It starts with an I.
I have no idea.
I forget. The folks at Uppercut love them. And I forget what they're called. But they're like web-based. Uh-huh. And you could kind of make your own via web browser.
Oh, itch.io?
Itch.io.
Those games? Yeah.
Yeah. Make a little 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
Itch.io games.
Can I tell you a book series that
I'm shocked? Whoa. Why are you humming this?
Because I don't want to... I do not want to play a BDSM game.
Listen, first off, I feel like games should get sexier. I feel like there's a market here. There's a market here. All of a sudden, you walk in, your mom's playing PlayStation. You're like, "What do you do playing my PlayStation? What the f-? Mother?"
You know? A couple other books that I would be cool.
Not even go for it. Like you can.
No,
like,
I'm done. No,
you can make your own Gray or your own. Her name's Sasha.
Make your own Gray. That's an actual adult film star, or former adult film star.
Oh, that's where my mind went. Well, now you know a little bit more about me than I think you ought to know.
Well, what does that say about me? I recalled that very fast. some of the other book series, though, that would be cool are Goosebumps, a proper Goosebumps game.
I'm dying.
Chronicles of Narnia, I'm shocked, does not have a game already. Oh.
Well, what? No. It probably does. I think I remember.
Does it?
PS3 360 era. I think there had to be a shitty. You know.
Was there really?
I mean, real talk. We got Lord of the Rings.
No, there was a PS2 game and a DS Narnia game. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's probably a Cat in the Hat game.
Probably. The other one, though, that I think would actually do very well, and it was a movie. But it was based on a book, and I don't know if you've seen this movie, but you should. Okay. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I've read a few.
Okay, that movie's great.
Yeah, I hear the movie is pretty much the same thing as the book until the end. I think.
I didn't read the book because it was too over my head. Like I couldn't understand what he was trying to come across. But that movie is super super fun, and it's the. What it is just rules on how to survive in the universe. And this guy gets plucked off of Earth and he now needs to follow around the alien guy that plucked him out and just follow these rules. And why you never leave your house without a towel is one of the rules. And like the answer of what is life and everything in it is 42. Just like, it's very silly and tongue in cheek and doesn't that take would, itself seriously, but that'd be super cool. Like hopping around the galaxy and having to do things and follow these insane rules.
And that screams Telltale to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
a Telltale ass game.
It's an adventure game. 100%.
You know, there's a series that not a lot of people, you know, talk about. Very small series called The Bible.
Joe, you realize there are already games based on the Bible, right?
Yeah. What was it? There was one where it's like, I think it's there's like one Christ or something.
Oh my god! Hold
and on. It's just like you are playing the role of Jesus Christa.
There was a game that we almost played for 6-1 Indie for Let's Get Weird, because it just was.
It's so literally bad. Called I Am Christ.
I Am Jesus Christ is one, but that's not the one I was.
Wow. You know what? Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Healing. This person? From the year of let me run down this list. Look
good.
Let me run down the list of these games real quick. Because I looked a list of Christian video games from the years of 2011 to 2020. Here are the names of these games: The Story of Noah's Ark, Left Behind 4, World at War, is apparently about the Bible. The Pilgrim's Progress, Praise Champion, Bible Trivia, Avatar Edition, Charlie Church Mouse, 3D Bible Adventures, Glow, Guardian Light of the World, Journey of Jesus, The Calling, Praise Champion 2, 2013, Jesus Christ RPG, Baby Jesus Christ RPG, Rise Jesus Christ RPG, 2014, The Great Bible Race, Bible ABCs for Kids, King Solomon's Word Challenge, and Super Bible Trivia, 2015, Stained Glass, Buddy Quest, 5, Guardians of David, Noah's Bunny Problem, Adam's Venture Chronicles, All Aboard the Ark, 2016, G Prime, Into the Rain. Please say G Prime is the name of God in this game. I gotta really look into this one.
Oh, absolutely, it is.
I wouldn't consider this a Christian game, but That Dragon Cancer is on this list. That game is fucking heavy. Have you seen that game?
I've heard it about.
It's about somebody going through cancer and the process of it, and it's fucking awful. Greg Miller did a Let's Play on the Kinda Funny channel. It broke my heart.
Yeah.
Sheepmaster, Heroes of Issachar, 5, Champions of Canaan, Adam's Venture Origins, that came out on PlayStation 4, 2017, Noah's Elephant in the Room, Light Gliders, Bible Gems, Bible Crush, Super Book Bible Trivia Game, 2018.
Whoa, stop right there. Bible Crush?
Bible Crush on Android and Bible Gems.
Remember, we just got through an episode of mobile games and spin-offs to, like, Temple Run with Nathan Drake. Mm-hmm. We're jumping with... Okay.
2018, Alpha and Omega, the Christian RPG. Pangolin's Puzzle. Nimcore 3 RPG. 2019, To Light Ex Umbra. Airship Genesis, Pathway to Jesus. My favorite title in this whole thing in 2019, a game made for Windows. Jesus in the Matrix, Life Academy. And then 2020 was Lucifer, Paradise Lost, Adam's Venture Origins, and Logos Bible Video Game.
I'm trying to find the Baby Jesus game. I have not found it.
Not to mention that Mike on 6-1 IndieCast a couple episodes ago, he went on PlayStation and was just searching through the PlayStation Store, and he found something called Just Skateboarding by Breakthrough Games. Mm-hmm. And it was $1, I think. And he played it, and it's literally a game about skateboarding for Jesus, and you do backflips for Jesus, and it's very rudimentary. If you look up Breakthrough Games, I think they have, like, a whole list.
Honestly, I feel like if you think we're sacrilegious, these people, I feel like that's a deeper hole. You know what I mean? You go up to heaven, and you're like, you made Baby Jesus RPG. there, right down there.
So that same company that made the skateboarding game, right? This is the PSN store info for their other game called Baseball Breakthrough Gaming Arcade for 99 cents. No, I don't think it does.
Oh my god, why would you even play it?
In Breakthrough Gaming Arcade Baseball, you're one of the superstars of the local baseball team. Be the outfielder and catch those baseballs. This game illustrates the need to pay attention to the important things in life, based on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in the Bible. Game features simple gameplay and controls, classic-styled arcade fun, biblical message, a game in the series. This game is recommended for people who enjoy or are looking for it. Here's my favorite part about these game listings. Mm-hmm. Baseball games. Games from before the time the CD-ROM drive was the standard feature among game consoles. Anniversary collections. A gaming museum. Simple party games. A flashback to the genesis and early origins of video games. Games with simple geometry graphics. Retro 2D pixel art baseball sims. A baseball league and or championship. A baseball player simulator or manager. A game for a man, woman, boy, or girl. Games for tween, teen, and young adult boys and girls. Games for kids. College and or professional pro baseball. Gaming at an arcade cabinet. Arcade games not set during wars. Old style games. 8-bit and 16-bit retro styled games. Retro style video game music, soundtracks, and graphics. Black and white games. And high score games.
So, they were just like, hey. The baseball game has a platinum, by the way.
Shut it. No, it doesn't.
91%. Okay, first off, 91% of people tried, only got the platinum. I want you to think about it for a second. I want you to think about that people bought this game, A, but 9% of them did not beat
it. Hold on. Did you see the name of the trophies?
Catch 3 baseballs. Catch 5 baseballs. Catch 7 baseballs. Catch 8 baseballs. You caught 9 baseballs. You caught 10 baseballs. You caught 11 baseballs. You caught 12 baseballs. You caught 13 baseballs. You caught 14 baseballs. You caught 15 baseballs.
And now they're all gold trophies.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to do this to bump up my trophy level.
How much is this? $1?
It's $1. But they have so many more on the PlayStation Store.
And it's technically, you're also getting this way. I need to...
Oh, baseball. My God. I did not realize it was that easy.
Baseball.
Let's see. What other games... Because there is a skateboarding one. There is that one. Let me see. Let me try to find
What's the name of these people?
Breakthrough Gaming.
Breakthrough. Okay. It's hard for me to see because, you know, I got the light right in front of me.
Sure.
Oh, right here.
They do have a football one.
And I've had 3 people that have played this on my friends list. Who are you people?
Wait, hold on a second.
I don't want to call you guys out, but I'm about to call you guys out. Where are you? I could follow this game. I just know that friends have played this game. That's all I know. I can't highlight over to people that have played it. But just know I am judging you, but I will join you.
So will I, actually. Final Fantasy 15 might have to just wait if these platinums are...
Kyle?
Hi.
It's happened. Thank you for your purchase. God
Let me see if these other ones have easy platinums.
It's 99 cents. We get to learn about all these great things that are in the world and catch the baseballs. But here's the thing. Let's see how hard. How hard can this game possibly be?
Probably not at all.
Right? I can.
Oh, yeah.
Coins.
Racing has one.
Oh, my God.
Racing is play one game of racing. Get 10 flags, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60 flags. I caught a baseball. Nice. There's one.
I caught
15 more to go. 15 more to go.
I'm about to catch it. Oh, missed that one. Again, I have the... Oh, game over. I have the big light in my way. Kyle, you talk to the audience.
Oh, you're about to get this live? Out of my way. One second. Oh, Joe's about to get some platinums live on the post show. This is... I didn't realize they had platinums. Oh my God. The football trophies are play one round of football, get tackled once, get to a fourth down, run 25 yards, 50 yards, 75 yards, get one touchdown, two, three, four, five touchdowns. These are all gold trophies, mind you.
Move this over here.
This is crazy. I didn't know if Mike knew about all these easy platforms.
Alright, I'm about to press the X button, Kyle. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
So, the skateboarding one does not have a platinum.
Alright, the ball's coming. Kyle?
I'm ready. You got this.
Caught it. One.
That's one.
Jesus, this is hard. Talk to me.
Well, I want to break down how many you get in real time. You have to get 15 for the platinum, Joe.
I call 3.
Oh, did you get the trophy?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my God. Some of these are not fair. I lost again.
Okay. What?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, like, they just threw one all the way to the like, end of the screen and then one, like, really close by.
Okay. All right. Got this, though.
I'm building up a strategy of I'm going to be close to where they throw the ball. Because the ball comes... Oh, yeah. This is a better, way better strategy.
How does it feel to be one of the...
Five. I call 5.
1,700 people that have bought this game.
I lost. How does it feel like I'm on my third try here?
This game made over $1,000.
Oh, absolutely it has.
God, why don't we make a trophy room game and put it on the PlayStation Store?
Oh, this one, I'm not kidding you, Kyle. It loop-de-loop. It did a loop-de-loop.
The first ever platinum being obtained on a post-show. We got this. How many are you at now?
I'm at 5 right now.
All right. Next one's up 7. You got to do 2 more.
Damn it, I was at 6.
Damn!
This is a lot harder than you think it is. Like, this is no I Am Mayo here. This is something very prestigious. I was going to say, why are people flubbing at this? And I could see it. Again, I'm at 6. I'm technically halfway there. Ooh, I'm living on a prayer. Take my hand. Trust me, we'll make it. Okay, we got it. Take my hand. Oh wait, we can't sing it. Stop. It's too perfect.
This is on podcast though. This isn't going on YouTube, is it?
Apple suddenly doesn't care.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, this is on Patreon. Okay, so we caught 7. Kyle, we have caught 7.
Nice.
We have caught 8.
We've caught 9.
I'm not kidding you, Kyle.
Yeah.
It went through my little person. It went through them.
Listen, Breakthrough Gaming. Listen, I don't appreciate this.
Here. Also, should I describe what this game looks like?
I can describe it. It is black and white.
Yep.
It is a stick figure with a... looks like he's a banana for a hand, but a mitt. And a hat. And it's all just stick figure line drawings. That's it. Yep. That's this game.
All right, things are getting real. Things are getting intense. Kyle?
I can't believe I'm going to freaking be joining you on this journey tonight.
Damn it. I'm at 9. This is a good game, Kyle. I like this game.
There also is a football one and a racing one that have a platinum.
Oh, man.
Just so you know.
Am I joining the... Can we get the breakthrough guys on the trophy room?
Oh, my God. Earthy Cheese's mom would love it, but I don't think we would.
Why? Why not? Earthy Cheese's mom just wants... Yeah,
the moment one of us drops a curse word, they're going to spout Bible verses at us.
You know what? Maybe they needed us to cover this game.
I'm just trying to see how many more...
Really throwing me through a hoop here. Oh my, this game is a lot about luck, Kyle. The farthest I've made it is 9, and I'm going to get this platinum on air.
Oh no!
You heard it here, folks. This is happening. Do we have a Real Talk Radio to record? Yes.
In other news, in non-PlayStation and weird trophies to get, because Ali Ali World was announced today during Indie World, also coming to PlayStation. Ali Ali is fantastic skateboarding game. That I played so freaking much on my Vita. The Ali Ali Collection Switch Stance on Nintendo Switch, which is the first and second games, are only $3 on the eShop right now.
Okay, so what are like Ali Ali? Because I saw a little bit of it, but could you tell me?
Yeah, so Ali Ali is, it is, you press, at least on Vita, you press the X button or the cross button to gain speed, and then you would hold down on the directional, on the left thumbstick, mm-hmm. release it to jump, and then in the air you would use your right stick to do tricks, and then you press X to land. If you don't press X, you will fall. And it's all, and you can like press a combination of buttons to do a manual when you land, to string in a combo. It is difficult to pull off tricks. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but it is one of the best skateboarding games behind Tony Hawk ever made.
Is it 2D? I'm sorry,
it is 2D. It's not, it's, you're not the,
You're telling me this game's better than Skate.
I never played Skate.
Oh, okay.
So in my world, it's the second best one.
Let me tell you, these loop-de-loops, this game, they really, there's some replayability here.
You know what?
The furthest I've gotten to is 9.
Hold on.
Are you joining me?
Yeah, do we want to do a race? You got a head start, but...
Honestly, I think...
Hold on.
Okay, all right, he's going for a game, and so am I. There's loop-de-loops everywhere.
I'm coming. We got this.
Okay. I hope so. Okay. Red 9. Oh, it gave me a half hoop-de-hoop, Kyle. It gave me a half hoop-de. Are you kidding me? I keep getting to 9 and they're like, uh-uh. Nuh-uh. We're cranking
what is the this? Difficulty what up. What is to this 11. Garbage?
What's going on?
I have to connect my controller to the PS5
because
the
update went. You gotta update the controller, Kyle.
I'm gonna mute my mic until the TV's turned
please,
off.
Please don't worry about it. Guys, I'm at 5 right now. Am I gonna get to 6? These loop-de-loops, these sons of guns, dude. It really just comes down to luck, I feel. The RNG, like RNGesus, they gave me a Bible phrase. Right, we made it to 10. Made it to 11. Made it to 12.
Oh, Joe. Look at you.
No, you get that way. No. The last one just shot right over me. We're getting this tonight. Okay? We're getting this right
Lord,
here, right
what
now.
Have you done? Why
I don't
have you
know.
Forsaken me?
I understand now why the 9 people didn't beat this game.
Joe, did you 10. Ever have that... religious kind of like a Bible study or something where yep. you were trying to be hip, they were trying to be hip and cool
all the
like
time.
These games are, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remember CCD. You guys have CCD?
Oh, hell
is
yeah,
that what you call
hell
it?
Yeah. I went through CCD,
yeah, yeah, like humble brag. shout out. Do you have the game going? You're about to see what I'm saying because
it's download right now.
It really does remind me of like the old. ColecoVisions, you know, like this game belongs yeah. in a ColecoVision, in an Atari, like Pong. Move over. It's about baseball.
It's about baseball.
And
it's so. I love how on the main menu it says one coin equals one credit. What arcade cabinet is this designed for?
Who knows?
Boy.
But you know what? Honestly, I feel like we can make a game. Okay. This is giving
well,
me hope
that,
that I feel like I can make a game.
All right, I got one.
Oh, Kyle's already on.
I got two.
You're about to see what
two.
The hoopty hoops are about, Kyle. You're about to see what the hoopty hoops are
I got
about.
Three. Oh, that's bullshit. That
right?
is a bullshit.
Right?
What is that?
Did you run into a hoopty hoop?
I ran into a ball going real fast for no reason.
Yep. That's what happened to me on my 13th ball. Humble brag. Here I was. I was about to get it, the plat. Never have to think about this game ever in my life. Okay.
All right, oh, I'm back okay. at 3. Oh, that
6.
Was close.
I'm at 7.
Oh, okay. Oh, I caught that one?
We were going for 8.
I'm at 6.
Okay.
Oh, that's... Oh, boy. 7.
I don't even know I got that one.
8. Oh, I missed that one. Okay.
What? Kyle, I'm telling you, they made me go all the way out, and then they dropped it in on me. Like, the 12th ball was all the way out, and then the 13th ball was like an inch. Like, they threw it an inch. There's no way I was going to get that game. Okay, one last try, Kyle. And then we gotta do Real Talk Radio. Because we talked about games we'd like to, or books we'd like to see in the games. But technically,
we like talked about the Bible. And
now we're on baseball. Okay, I'm out six again. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, this is happening.
Oh, what is that?
What number were you on?
Oh, I got the 10.
Oh, wow. Look, you're so good at... Here's the thing. You're really good at these cheap little games. Because I remember when I was sick with COVID, you and Mike were doing the dumb Brick Breaker games.
Oh, yeah. There are more of those, too, that I'm tempted about, but not for $5.
Why
pop.
Are you tempted about them? What? Are they only
$5, Joe? No, they're like $5-$6.
Oh, my each. God. I would never. This is like a dollar fine, because...
Those games are way better than this, though, Joe.
Are you sure?
100% positive.
I'm feeling like I could be a baseball player right now.
Even though you don't have to catch it with the mitt, you can just run into it with your head.
Sometimes it works that way. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, damn it. I get a 10, and then I move up closer.
This game is
good, Kyle.
And
then they throw one above my head.
Is this going to be on our game of the year?
No.
Why wouldn't it, Kyle?
But I can't wait to talk about it next week on what you've been playing.
Why do you got to be such a stick in the mud, Kyle? Look at this.
So Kyle, graphics. What have you been playing this week on your PlayStation?
Look at this gameplay.
Joe, I caught it 1,000 times in a row. That's what I've been playing.
Oh, you become the baseball master. Look at you. All right, I'm at 6. Don't fuck me on this game. I'm at 7.
I feel like there is a MLB The Show joke to be had with this game right now. And I'm too focused on
this. Move over
MLB
The Show.
Oh, why?
In comes Breakthrough Baseball. What number were you at? What number were you at?
10 again. I'm stuck at 10.
I'm telling you, we're going to get this. And we're going to put it on Twitter and go, if you know, you know. And you patrons, you're going to be like, this is the best content ever.
I hope you're enjoying this, everybody.
I hope you are too, because this is actually, I'm having a little blast right
now. I hope that we had a decent conversation about the books.
Yep.
And then this is just bonus for you.
Oh, how, Kyle, you know what I forgot? You know what would be a good movie, or sorry, book game?
Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe. Think about it.
Quote the Raven, Nevermore?
Yeah, like it could be like an episodic, like, game. Dude, I think I'm a genius right now, Kyle. I think I'm onto something. Yeah, the Raven. I used to be big into Edgar Allan Poe or whatever when I was a kid, because they had me read it in English class. I was like, oh, I dig this.
I never read Poe.
Very depressing.
Yeah.
And as a sixth grader, I was like, oh yeah, this feeds into my daily struggle of waking up and going to school. This is the monotony of life. Yes, I get this. I understand the struggle that is existence. Yeah.
Book question, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Has there ever been like a series as a kid?
Sure.
Oh my god, I just thought of another game from a book series. Animorphs.
Oh my god.
Why? Yes. I think there was maybe a game back in the day.
Maybe.
But like, that had a lot of potential. But my question was there any book series or books that you read as a kid that you're like ashamed of? Or like a guilty pleasure kind of book? Because mine are the Boxcar Children.
What's
the
Boxcar Children?
You don't know the Boxcar Children? It was a group of kids that would live on a boxcar train and go on adventures. And it was a whole series.
Like Huckleberry Finn?
Kind of, sort of. It was the same style of like the Babysitter's Club books. Mm. But that might be me dating myself because I am older.
Yeah, baby. What about the Hardy Boys?
Hardy Boys would be cool.
I remember we had a whole bunch of Hardy Boys like books in my house.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? That's like the girl version.
Nancy Drew?
Nancy Drew books, yeah. Because you remember, like, girls can't be in a boy book.
Yeah, no. Isn't that always
dumb thinking?
We got to have gendered books and stories. And even today with stupid, like, I went and bought a comb, a brush for my hair.
Uh-huh.
Because my hair is getting too long. I need to start combing it every day. And they're like, here's a brush for men. Just give me a brush. What makes that brush any different for me than it would be for anyone else?
Watch, there's actually some biologists. Well, actually, women are like... Do a zigzag.
Do a zigzag. Spider-Man, do a flip.
Okay,
buddy.
Well, all I'm right, in the group. Okay. This is the last one, and then I'm just done.
Why? I'm just done. Why do they limp one out at the front? Like,
I know. We gotta, you know what? Let's talk to the programmers and see what they're thinking. We just want to talk about Jesus. Well, also, I've gotten theologians or whatever. 11.
Yeah.
And that's it. I haven't, like...
Some notes.
They haven't asked me if I've been to church lately.
If you want to talk to us about that, shouldn't you have it in the game?
Yeah.
And not just like, here's a passage you should go read in your spare time. No, yeah. I'm here for the trophies. I'm not here... I'm not gonna stop. Does this game even have a pause button?
I don't know if it does. I would like to know if there's cheats that make me automatically get 15 baseballs.
And does this passage reference baseball?
I feel like I'm in hell. Maybe that's what we're
trying to teach. According to the Thessalonians 3-5, thou shalt not drop a foul ball.
That's right. Thou shalt hit it onto the right fielder.
Thou shalt not argue balls and strikes with thine umpire.
That's right. Thou shalt say nilly nilly when hitting a foul ball.
Thou shalt have big league chew in thine mouth at all times.
Yes, rub a dub dub. Also, can we talk about big league chew for a second?
Yeah, grape was the only good one.
Yeah, and most of it's just bullshit. Let's be honest.
All right, I got to 11, and one dipped real fast.
Okay, I'm on for it. This is the last one that we got to do Real Talk Radio, but this has been a goddamn blast. Oh my god. Let me tell you.
Joe, it's getting intense. Idea time.
Okay.
We go early.
This for
the Resident Evil showcase tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
And we're playing this game. We race for a platinum of the football game or the racing game.
This game's already impossible. This is the hardest game I've ever played in my life, Kyle.
This is harder than Bloodborne?
Yes. They don't throw you loop-de-loops in a Bloodborne.
Naughty Dog, remake this one.
Yeah, Naughty Dog, remake Breakthrough Gaming's Baseball, a game in Breakthrough Gaming arcade series.
Yeah, and it's good for a boy and a girl and a man and a woman.
And anything that'll maybe hit SEO, who knows? Everybody, that has been the after show of the Trophy Room, where you've seen two grown men struggle at a cheap, dumb platinum trophy game. Everybody, we love you. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation and Breakthrough Gaming's Baseball, a game in Breakthrough Gaming arcade series. Have a nice one.
Bye. Love you. Oh, I'm at 11.
Oh, no!